Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order, additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Dead center of the work week. We made it. 2 hours to go, and we will have made significant progress toward the weekend. Okay, that's us. I don't know about you. If you all are sad saps who have to work during the day on Friday, well, then maybe not so much. It is not summer yet. Did you know that? I don't feel like that's a revelation, but there are people on our social media, most recently on Facebook. When I say happy May, or I can't believe it's May, or wow, it's been a whirlwind through the spring so far, people are responding with happy summer, a handful of people. What? It's not summer. It's not even Memorial Day yet. No. As much as I am excited for various summer plans that I have in place, whew, I barely survived April. I need to breathe in May before we escalate toward the summertime. Oh, and before football takes over center ring of the circus again. That's what happens in the summertime. We get closer and closer to mid-July, and all of a sudden it's all about training camps.
You know, the NFL's crazy.
It is. And actually, it's been relatively quiet around the NFL, right, in the last couple of weeks. Well, a couple of weeks. It'll be 2 weeks Thursday since the first round of the draft, right? So the draft went through the weekend. So it's not even been 2 weeks. This is how the NFL operates. It's not even been 2 weeks since the NFL was center stage, biggest event going in the sports world on that Thursday night. First round of the draft, primetime, Kansas City, Union Station, special guests, musical acts. It was a show. They were putting on a show a la Las Vegas. It's not even been 2 weeks, and already the NFL has to have another primetime event. I mean, they don't even try to hide the fact that they can't stand it when we're paying attention to any other sport or event. It's a bully. The NFL is a bully. And yet, I love it. And I never in the past have cared about the NFL schedule release. I got to be honest. It's not my thing. Also, I can't remember. Are you kidding? You tell me what games are being played in May? How the heck am I going to remember those by the time we get to September when the league actually kicks off? And yet, for some reason, I'm looking forward to it. Now, I did check out the NBA schedule just for kicks and giggles to see what might be happening on Thursday. Now, this was before the Tuesday night games, because we now have both Philadelphia and Denver on the cusp of advancing to the conference finals. Those games will be important. So it's a doubleheader on Thursday in Philly and in Phoenix. Those games will be important. You've also got hockey games, of course. So the NFL will have some competition, and this schedule release is actually taking place on multiple networks. My goodness. It's incredible the way that the league turns every little bitty thing into a must-see. They hope you believe it's must-see. Primetime TV event.
It's time to have some fun.
Yeah. They're incorporating NBC and ABC, of course, two of the network partners, ESPN, NFL Network. This is a multi-network platform for a schedule release in May.
Good evening. Welcome, everybody.
Fox, CBS. I mean, they're literally revealing a handful of games on the morning shows. So every network has its own morning shows, right? Fox News, CBS, NBC, ABC. They're actually releasing portions of the schedule on Thursday mornings, various network morning shows. That's crazy, right?
Wow. Is that new?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never heard of
Fox and Friends, CBS Mornings, Today Show, and Good Morning America. Not to mention the NFL Network, too. I mean, they're incorporating pretty much every broadcast partner they have except for Amazon Prime. Unless I'm missing something, Amazon Prime's gotten left out of the equation. I mean, I keep reading it. It's more and more networks are getting involved in this. It's a tangled web of NFL schedule release. Okay, let's do a poll, Wanna? Let's start one. Yeah. Let's have it go for the next 2 days. So it'll be like Wednesday into Thursday. Maybe 36 hours. Are you game?
Game.
What's your level of excitement? We want to gauge the level of excitement for the NFL schedule release. I really do want to know if people are excited about it, if they're full of great anticipation for the schedule release. So let's go. Should we do the 1 to 10 scale like we've done in the past?
Yeah, that works.
So let's go 1 to 3, 4 to 7, or 4 to 6, something like that. 4 to 6, 4 to 7, 8 to 10, and then off the charts would be the last one. All right. Poll up very soon. On Twitter, After Hours CBS, and while you're there, ooh, so convenient, send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. That's coming up just over 30 minutes from now. You can also post on our Facebook page. Yeah, the NFL, it went dark for all of, 7 days. And actually, last weekend were rookie mini camps. So even though there's not a ton of buzz around rookie mini camps, we still had some audio to share with you. I mean, we did two football interviews ourselves here on the show. One with Baltimore and Lamar Jackson's signing. Of course, he's made the rounds with multiple press appearances, podcasting, and such. And on top of that, then, we talked with our Packers insider. We had the happy, smiley Aaron Rodgers. Oh, it could be a 70s band. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets. Aaron and the Jets. Yeah, seriously. They're all happy, happy, joy, joy. I wonder if he's found a new place to live yet. In New Jersey. It's weird. It's weird to think that Aaron Rodgers and I are going to be living in the same state. Seriously, go back to California.
You're buddies now. That's how it works.
Actually, we could be living in the same state as Dan Campbell, too, you know. He's portable. We love this from Dan Campbell. Well, we just love Dan at all times, really. But on the Green Light podcast, a revelation. Now, I did not know this about Dan Campbell. Apparently, he shares something with Gardner Minshew.
This is one of my favorite things I read about you, that you said you would live in an RV if you didn't have a family.
That is true. That is true. It's a very simple way to live. And it's easy. I mean, it just is. And look, I said this before. It's not like I'm roughing it. You know, what I was in before is, you know, I had a stove, man. I had a little shower. I had a bed. I had satellite TV. I had my little grill that I could just roll out. My lawn chairs. But yeah, man, I absolutely would.
Dan Campbell on the Green Light podcast, which is Chris Long, so the former NFL vet, along with his best friend, Macon Gunter. I feel like if the Green Light podcast can get Dan Campbell, so can we. Shouldn't we be able to get Dan Campbell on the show?
I've connected with the Lions before, so I could definitely try.
Uh-huh. Anyway, Dan Campbell, not roughing it in his RV, but said that if he could get away with living in an RV year-round, he would.
I swear to God, I'm not a lunatic.
And then he would park it in New Jersey. That was the next thing he was going to say. See, I love camping, but I haven't camped in a tent in a long time. I have many times in the past. I haven't camped in a tent, though, in a long time because my mom and her husband have a fifth wheel, a 39-foot fifth wheel. And so when they go camping, sometimes I'll join them. They have AC. Last time I went camping in a tent, this is no joke, 108 degrees in the mountains of Arkansas. I met a friend and we were camping. So I lived in Oklahoma. She was in Nashville and we met halfway in the mountains in Arkansas. The daytime temps, now we spent a good portion of it in the lake. And we did some hiking and then we almost died because it was so hot. We went into the lake. But I remember at night, the temps were still in the high 90s. That's how hot it was. Oh my gosh. This crazy heat wave. And during the daytime, the temperatures were 108 degrees. So I remember the day that I drove home. Don't ever bring this up again. I wore my bathing suit while I was driving because I had a Nissan Sentra with no AC. And so I had all the windows rolled down. Of course, it's vinyl seats, right? So I was sticking to the vinyl seats. So I had to put my beach towel down and wore my bathing suit all the way home. I drove 8 hours in my bathing suit. It was too hot to wear anything else.
Did that even cut it? I mean, that hot, no AC?
Yeah, no.
Oh, my gosh.
It was suffocating. But that night, so that was driving home. The night before, I'm telling you, the temps were still in the 90s. Louise and I, my friend and I, we had stripped down to, again, the least amount of clothing you possibly could. The tent was all open. We didn't even care if anyone walked by because it was so hot. We ended up some kind of a breeze. So, yes, my mom and her husband, they don't camp like that. They camp in their fifth wheel with their air condition.
Glamping.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Now, here's my only deal about their fifth wheel. They have a really comfortable bed, but all the other beds, not so much. Like the pull-out couch, yeah, not super comfortable. The dining room table also can fold into a bed, not so comfortable. So generally now, if I do go glamping with them or go camping with them, I take my air mattress because the other beds, a lot of times the beds in these fifth wheels or RVs are not as comfortable. If it's not the master bed, it's not super comfortable.
Air mattress is always a solid way to go.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, I understand why Dan Campbell would say that and then list all of the amenities. Yes to satellite TV. Yes to air condition. Yes to a stove. My mom's fifth wheel has a full refrigerator in it. So they have, and they just upgraded a brand new TV. Yeah, they've got a real nice setup. So I haven't done any camping in a long time.
You know, I had a stove, man. I had a little shower. I had a bed. I had satellite TV.
You had a shower.
I had my little grill that I could just roll out.
Yeah,
My lawn chairs. But yeah, man, I absolutely would.
That's exactly what my mom and her husband have. They pull it behind their truck and they set it up for a week somewhere and they love their camping that way.
Sounds kind of pleasant.
Oh, it is. It's a lot. It's really nice. It's a lot of fun. They're big into KOAs. So we've done vacations with them on various KOA sites. Just saying, it's not roughing it, but you definitely don't have the space or the comfort of a home either. So it's transient. There are a lot of places near my mom's home in Houston that are permanent RV parks and I'm hearing it's happening more and more where people buy RVs, they sell their homes, they buy RVs and they park them in one space for a really long time, or they have a vacation RV and they leave it in one space essentially permanently so that they can have it as a vacation spot.
Yeah, I've definitely seen that. People like to make videos like that. Those are huge on like Instagram or TikTok or those, the traveling.
You're a TikToker?
No, but I'm on Instagram and I think the videos that go on TikTok get recycled into Instagram about like 2-3 weeks later.
Huh.
So like I see them like later on.
Mm.
But yeah, that's like a big trend is people up and away, going in the RV, going in their car, moving out and just kind of living it that way.
We've got your poll up. Has nothing to do with RVs or Dan Campbell. Well, maybe to do with Dan Campbell. What's your level of excitement for the NFL schedule release? Because it's going to be on 17 networks at last check. And even as I just saw the poll up, Jay, are you ready for this tweet? Paul on Twitter wants to know, why am I wearing wired headphones? It's 2023, for goodness sakes. And I'm 52. Oh, is that some reference to age? Is if I don't convert to wireless headphones, somehow I'm old?
Well, apparently they're cool again, too.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
it's got to get on that.
I do love it when people use age as a thing. Like, oh, you must be doing this because otherwise you're old. Seriously, bite me. Like hard. I use wired headphones for my job, which is why I have wired headphones, because we do not have Bluetooth in our studio. But, you know, since you're not a professional, you wouldn't know that. Okay, so take on our poll. It's on Twitter, After Hours CBS. Also, you've got a few minutes here to send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. And then on our Facebook page, too, producer Jay is perusing. Coming up, really cool debut for one San Francisco Giant and Orioles and Rays this week. It's a battle of two of the best teams in Major League Baseball. What? No, I swear I didn't make that up. That's not a mistake. I mean, sometimes there is an operator error here on the show, but this time not. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Hadley crushes one. Deep right field. Way back it goes. And that baby is long gone. There goes that drought. Adley Rutschman deep into the Baltimore night.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Who knew? Who knew in early May the Orioles and Rays would be two of the best teams in Major League Baseball? And we've talked about their collective payrolls. I think that their payrolls together are barely half of what the New York Mets are spending right now. They're setting records, paying for pitchers that aren't actually pitching. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Orioles double up the Rays 4-2 on Tuesday, and it's the Rutschman home run that gives them a 3-1 lead. They are able to hold off the Rays in the late stages. In fact, there was no scoring in this game after the fifth inning, so the bullpens do their jobs. Orioles Radio Network. I like this. I like the fact that we've got fresh blood, and the Orioles were working on this, right? They've been building to this point, and it's going to be a grand celebration as, well, if they can remain a contender over the course of the summertime on into the fall and potentially be part of that October baseball that we love so much. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. The only team with single-digit losses in Major League Baseball right now is the Rays. So they are 29-8. The Orioles are 23-13. And those are the two of the best records in the game, but the two best records in the American League. And that includes the defending champions, the Houston Astros. They're actually fourth place in the AL West. It's early season baseball, so there's a lot still to work out. You can tell that guys are not in midseason form. We are getting closer to Ask Amy Anything, so you can send your questions to our show Twitter, After Hours CBS, and while you're there, you can also take our new poll. What's your level of excitement for the schedule release? I actually have no idea how this is going to work out. I don't know if people are excited. I know for some weird reason I'm a little more excited than normal. Actually, I'm usually on vacation the second week of May, and so this is a bit of an aberration for me. But on Twitter or Facebook, we're glad to hear from you. And you can definitely send your questions for Ask Amy Anything. So a little bit of baseball just to throw out there in the mix. Love the stories that we get about Major League Baseball debuts, especially when it turns out that a guy takes full advantage of his opportunity.
So now Casey Schmidt will get his second Major League at bat. The whole family is here. I mean, a lot of people are here to watch Casey play his first big league game. Right-handed hitter. He swings. It's a high drive. Left center field. It is gone! Home run, Casey Schmidt! In his first game and his second at bat. His first big league hit is a homer. And they're having a party in the Schmidt section. Wow, what a moment for Casey. Now that's pretty cool. And he's getting the treatment back in the Giants dugout. His first big league hit is a home run.
It's surreal. It was amazing. It was everything I could ever hope for. And just to have my whole family here and friends, it's just, it's amazing.
Jay, I'm not sure if the Giants tweeted it. Maybe you can check it out on social and retweet it from our show account, After Hours CBS. His family goes crazy, as you can imagine. If this was my brother, I would do the same exact thing. He had a bunch of people there as he homers for his first career hit in his major league debut. So family didn't have to wait long. This is a Giants game against the Nationals, And as you can imagine, the emotion was overwhelming. He said just kind of everything bundled into one. The 24-year-old, he got called up from AAA Sacramento on Tuesday and actually went 2-for-4. So that wasn't his only hit, and had dozens of his family and friends in attendance there for his debut. And somehow ends up with the home run ball. Apparently he tracked it down in the stands. And, well, he didn't personally, but security did. And traded a signed bat and ball to the young fan who caught it. And get this, Casey's going to give that baseball to his parents. His parents will have the ball. And he says it'll be cool to know it's waiting for me at home at the end of the season. So apparently Casey's going to keep living at home even when the season is done.
That's crazy.
Kind of cool reactions from Logan Webb, who limited the Nationals to just one run over seven innings. And then his manager, Gabe Kapler. Just really neat when these guys all get excited for someone who has his first taste of the big leagues.
My favorite moment of Casey's night was after he hit his homer and he went back out on defense, and they were honoring him on the big screen, and he gave himself an awkward little clap for himself. That was classic Casey, and then really, really awesome moment for the dugout. But yeah, no, really happy for him. Performed really well, obviously. Helped us win today's game. It's a good debut.
I told him before the game not to mess it up, and he didn't mess it up. So. That day, Belt actually told me not to mess it up, so I got that same thing right before I went out there. It's always a special moment.
Logan Webb and Gabe Kapler. If you want to see the video of his family's reaction, it's so cool. You can check it out on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. All right, so we put the poll up about the schedule release and already got a really funny tweet back from Barry. I'm going to go back to baseball here in a second, but it just caught my eye. So A-Law Radio, if you want to let me know your level of anticipation for the NFL schedule release, because it's goofy. Barry says, yes, I'm super excited. Being the world's biggest Dolphins fan, you need time to plan road trips every year to travel and see the team. This year it's looking like SoFi or the Red Kingdom. Would that be Kansas City? Red Kingdom?
So.
I've never heard it called that before. Have you?
No. Chiefs Kingdom, mm-hmm. Not the Red Kingdom.
Anyway, Barry, I'm excited that you're excited. Hashtag FinFan for life. I do love the alliteration as well. So he says, yes, he's super excited. So I'm assuming that Barry voted for off the charts. I guess it's over the top. Over the top is one of the options there. So we've given you multiple choice in your poll. 1-4, 4-7, 8-10, and then over the top. That's how you can let us know your level of excitement for Thursday's NFL schedule release. And when I tell you that it's on multiple networks, I'm not exaggerating. I stopped counting at 7. All the different networks that are going to get a piece of the schedule release. Jay's shaking his head like he can't believe it. Why? Well, I mean, the NFL is just taking advantage of what it feels like is a target audience that wants to know.
Oh, I believe it. And I'm going to watch it.
Oh, okay.
It's just insane how the schedule release is this event. And listen, like I said, I'm going to watch it. We're all going to watch it. It's going to be an event. It's going to be the rule of the night. But
rule of the night.
It will.
But no, come on. You don't think NBA playoffs will rule the night with the Nuggets and Sixers on the verge of the East and West Conference Finals?
I think it depends how the games are.
Oh, if they were like tonight. Yeah. I mean, the Sixers, if they play at home in Game 6 Thursday like they did against the Celtics in Game 5 in Boston, it's a coronation. It's not a competition.
So I think unless we get some sort of, I don't know, like down the stretch call or some sort of controversial ending to one of these games, I think the NFL schedule release is going to dominate the headlines.
Really?
I do.
Well, we know that the media types, we're supposed to be reacting to what the people love, not so much setting the storylines.
You don't think the schedule release is huge audience?
I think that the fact that the major media companies are all NFL broadcast partners definitely plays a role in it. Plus, it's safe to say, and I've said it before, the NFL drives the bus. Even in the off season, we always have reason to talk football. And during the regular season, it's probably 85% of what we talk about. People are, they're in deep when it comes to the NFL.
I mean, especially once October ends and the World Series is over, it's really football.
Mm. We can't be talking about October right now. I barely survived April. We cannot be talking about October.
It's summer, you're right.
Please, I need May to do some spring cleaning and some yard work. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, there's definitely football in our future and football excitement in our future. But as I mentioned, I want to get back to baseball really quickly. I did make fun of the Mets a couple minutes ago just because, well, because they're spending a lot of money on Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander and not getting their money's worth.
Say, it was a little clumpy.
That's not an over-exaggeration. They are paying way too much money for two guys that, what have they made, three starts collectively to this point? Four?
Verlander has made one. Scherzer, three or four, yeah.
Okay. Well, Scherzer's going to miss one, at least, because come to find out, he couldn't start last night.
Woke up yesterday with a bad neck spasm. When I woke up, I was locked. Told the team, you know, we came in on the off day yesterday. You know, just it was a neck spasm.
I'm not laughing at. I swear, I'm not laughing at his neck spasm. It's just sometimes when he's annoyed, he gets so awkward when he makes his comments.
I came out because I had a tight hammy.
Mad Max. So. Should we be worried about you, Max Scherzer, and your neck spasm?
It's easy to be frustrated by it, but at the end of the day, there's nothing I get. There's nothing I did. It wasn't like I'm doing something stupid or something like that. Like it literally just, I did my workouts and you know could feel it coming on. Tried to get in front of it, and then it didn't. It blew up on me. I can look everybody in the eye and say, "Look, I didn't do anything to jeopardize this, to make this come about.
It's becoming
I was
a thing,
doing everything to not have it be like this." So I think if we're frustrated by this, it's because of how I pitched, and I just want to get out there and pitch well, and get over this, and then you know get going on this year.
It has been a tough start to the season for Max Scherzer. Justin Verlander as well. Neither one of them has settled in. But the fact that Scherzer not only served a 10-game suspension, but has been in and out of the lineup. Is this now twice because of injuries? And we're 6 weeks in? And then, and maybe this isn't fair because it's a completely different season, the memory that Mets fans have of him last year is getting blown up in the wild card game. So since then, it's not been a whole lot better. You can imagine why Mets fans are slightly freaked out. And I know they got, I would say, a really strong regular season from Max Scherzer last year. The Mets did win 101 games. They didn't capitalize on it in the postseason. But now, they've just dropped their 12th game in the last 15 tries. Buck Showalter's getting ejected. Max Scherzer's got neck spasms. Justin Verlander's barely returned, and I mean, he got stronger as the performance went on in his first start. Oh my gosh, they're a disaster. Sorry, Jay. Maybe the 101 wins last season was the aberration, and this is the same old Mets. Sorry.
Oh, I know all too well.
I know you do. Are you nervous about whether or not Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander are going to be anywhere near the price that Steve Cohen paid for them?
No, the money doesn't, part of it doesn't really bother
me.
Well,
it's not your money.
Right, it's not my money, and Steve Cohen has enough money that if this doesn't work, he'll just go spend more. And Scherzer's only here for, what, two more years, I think? Or this might, one more year after this year, and I think Verlander's only one more year after this year. It worries me for this year, though, that they can't stay healthy, then the Mets don't have a chance. I mean, because really, if those two guys aren't going to be there every first and second day or for a series, the Mets don't hit well enough to overcome that. They need those starting pitching to be the starting pitching. That's the strength. That's what it's all built on. So if they're not going to be there, they don't have a chance.
They also don't have their all-star closer, and he's out for the season, essentially.
That's just the way this season started off, and it's just been all downhill ever since.
That goes back to the WBC. Yeah, it's been one disastrous storyline after another for the Mets. So, yeah, it's not our money. It's not the fans' money. But it is frustrating that at least out of the gate the first 6 weeks. Actually, it's getting closer to 7 weeks now, right? They started the season on March 30th. I think it was the 30th. 30 for 30,
definitely,
yeah.
March.
Well, it was. It was 30th because remember I was talking about how all 30 teams were playing on March 30th. And there's such a long way to go. That's the thing about Major League Baseball. There's such a long way to go. Anything can and will happen. We've seen last place teams, like the Nationals, actually rally to win the World Series. But it's because the Mets have set a record with the amount of money they're paying their team, and this is how they start. And the biggest injuries, the biggest issues are with their two big dogs at the top of the rotation. So it's a little bit scary. If I was a Mets fan, I'd be freaking out myself. All right, coming up, Ask Amy Anything. Last chance to send your questions. After Hours CBS, we've got the Giants video with Casey Schmidt's family. Careful how you say that. We've also got the poll up about the NFL schedule release. It's happening on multiple networks Thursday, both there and Facebook, and we'll get to that straight ahead.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Time to ask Amy anything. Sort of.
Hit me with your best shot. Fire away.
It is that time of the week again. Hump Show, Ask Amy Anything. It's right about dead center of the work week for us. No, we're not looking ahead to the weekend. The whole time. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you for your questions. You're blowing it up again on Twitter and Facebook. And I will go back and answer many of the questions that I didn't get a chance to answer here on the show. But producer Jay is also saving some for a future version of Ask Amy Anything on our YouTube channel. So you can check out the previous versions on our YouTube channel and know that we've got a new one coming soon.
Spectacular round of questions on this edition.
Ooh, okay,
so
then
really
let's fire away.
Well, we got to start here because I need to know, as well as everyone who heard this tease, what did Bob get you as a gift for May the 4th?
To commemorate Star Wars Day. And it actually arrived at my house on Star Wars Day, which is incredible planning by Bob. He got us matching keychains. Are you ready? It's the Rebel symbol, the U shape with a prong in the middle.
Yes.
And it's split in half. And he has half for his keychain, and I have half for my keychain.
Stop it.
I swear. Happy Star Wars Day to me. Is that not the cutest thing ever? Not only do I have a Rebel symbol on my keychain now, but it's broken in half, and he has the other half.
And it got delivered on May the 4th.
And it got delivered on May the 4th.
Round of applause for Bob. That is
seriously
top notch.
It also has an inscription, which I will not be sharing.
It's got an
iconic line from Star Wars, something like "It's a trap." Like, so my part has "It's a" and his part has "trap." Only it's not that line.
Gotcha. That's really cool.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
I didn't even know they made these types of gifts, but now we're one of those cute, cheesy couples.
What a thought!
And it arrived on May the 4th.
That's the best part.
Bob is a keeper.
Love it.
Yes.
All right, we'll keep it Star Wars here for a sec because Kevin says, with May being Star Wars month, I recently went
back.
Star
Wars month? I didn't even know that was a thing. Let's go.
He goes, I recently went back and started watching Star Wars in chronological order.
Okay.
I'm up to the Bad Batch, Kevin is. Mm. And he says, what should I look forward to next? I think he's trying to say not like what comes next, but what, like, since he's rewatching in that order, what should I look forward to?
So that means he's watched the prequels. I'm assuming that means he's also watched the Clone Wars and Rebels, and now he's into Bad Batch, because that's the order of the animation series. I'm also watching Bad Batch right now. So I would say he's probably watched Clone Wars and Rebels, but that's a lot of viewing in 1 month, and it's only day number 10 of the month, so I don't know. I would say if you're going from the prequel era into that kind of no man's land in between Ep 3 and A New Hope, you have to watch Andor, and then you have to watch Rogue One, right? And then you have to watch Obi-Wan. Yes. Actually, Obi-Wan comes right after Ep 3, but it does lead you into Star Wars A New Hope. So in that space, Obi-Wan, Andor, Rogue One. Those are the movies and the TV shows that fit in the middle.
That's he's got a lot to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. I love the fact that there's so many options now.
All right. Eric wants to know, how often do you get recognized as a celebrity? Do you consider yourself as a celebrity?
Stop it. Jay, please answer that question. the second one.
Well, I've heard stories of you getting recognized sometimes.
Well, recognized, yes, but it's mostly by my voice. But yes, I do get recognized when I go to events. Like, for instance, when I went to Green Bay and attended not just the Packers game, but their preseason game, I'd walk through the concourse and people recognize me. I've been on the phone on a train platform in the past and someone has recognized my voice and asked me if I did radio. So yes, I do get recognized, but I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a radio host. I mean, come on. I'm so uncomfortable with that word. No, that's not even remotely accurate.
Yankee
and if
Stadium,
I am a
right?
celebrity, I'm a Z-level celebrity. Like only two people per year recognize me.
That's more than a lot
I like
people.
Radio. It allows me to maintain some relative anonymity.
All right, well, here's one. The Daily Worker wants to know, have you ever called into another radio show before as a fan?
I have. One time in my entire life, I did. I was procrastinating my work. This is back when I was a news reporter working in White River Junction, Vermont, Hanover, New Hampshire area. And I was listening to this raunchy show. It was relationships and like sex advice and sex talk. Don't even ask me. It was about men, women relationships. And I was procrastinating. So I called into the show. We carried the show on one of our other stations. And I remember calling in. I do not know what it was, something to do with driving your car. I don't remember what the subject was. I'd have to go back and see if I can figure out the name of the show. If I do remember it, it was a long time ago. I mean, we're talking about, oh my gosh, mid-90s, probably late 90s. It's the only time I've ever called into a radio show other than when I was working, was asked to call in to be a guest. So yes, one time.
Tom wants to know, if you could be a WWE superstar, what would be your ring name?
Wonder Woman, Superwoman, okay. Wonder Woman, something along those lines.
Anyone wants to know?
Oh, Amy America. Remember how I told you one time I was going to adopt that name on the radio, Amy America, and my family talked me out of it? I don't know why. It seems very, so full of professionalism. Yeah, so something to do with Wonder Woman, Amy America, Captain America is too, it's been taken.
Amy
plus
America
it's a boy.
Is
you like
top
it?
Notch.
All right.
And I guess
go.
Your music would be the theme song of the show now.
There we go. American Woman, baby.
All right. Robert wants to know, would you ever consider running a full marathon? And
I have considered it. Oh, I'm sorry. Was there more?
Well, it's just kind of a little fun fact here, which I thought was kind of cool. He says, we have an international marathon here in Detroit that also goes through Windsor, Ontario, Canada. It's the only marathon that incorporates two countries
Ooh.
In the world.
Do you have to take your passport with you?
Probably.
You have to run with your passport? I have considered it. There are two issues. Number one, I don't know if I have time for the training. And it's because when it gets darker, so meaning it gets darker earlier and then stays darker later in the morning, we're sleeping or trying to sleep when it's light out. And I don't think it's safe for me or really for any single woman to be running on her own in the dark. So I just don't know if I'd have the time to train with my schedule. But also I'm a little bit nervous about how my knees would react to training for a full marathon. The thing is, a half marathon still challenges me to the hilt. It requires all of my mental and physical toughness. I have to push through fatigue. I have to push through those kind of proverbial walls. I don't think the half marathon will ever be easy for me, so I don't know if I could do two of them in one day. I'm still sore from running the half marathon on Sunday. I haven't even slept 8 hours since then yet. Yeah, it's. I don't know. I've considered it. My friend Cynthia Freeland of NFL Network wants me to do one with her. I just don't know if I can. I'm not sure if I can.
Well, this question goes back to your half marathon training when you had a little encounter that wasn't so pleasant.
The turkey?
Yes.
Wild turkey, Tom?
Yes, Tom the turkey. Therese wants to know, if you were walking Penny and Tom the turkey approached, would Penny protect you or would you have to stand up for it on your own?
Oh, no, Penny definitely would. She's older, and obviously she's a mild-mannered dog, Aussie/Golden. She's very sweet. Everyone loves her. But when there have been threats in the past, mostly other dogs coming at us, she knows exactly what to do. She stands her ground in front of me, and she protects me. She puts herself as a barrier in between me and the other animal. And boy, does she have a nasty bark and growl when she wants to warn other dogs, which is kind of interesting because at some point she will meet Bob's dog. And I'm not sure how that's going to go because Bob's dog is hyperactive and a puppy. So I don't know how that's going to work.
She'll be friendly.
You think?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure. If she gets annoyed, she may give the other dog a what for. She did that with my mom's dogs for years until they finally realized that she wasn't to be messed with.
She does have a toot sometimes.
She does have a toot.
Well, speaking of yard dogs and stuff, Rich wants to know, did you ever sneak out of your house when you were a kid?
No, but when my mom was gone, my brother and I did break things in the house. So we would have to wait for the school bus after mom had already left in the mornings. And we frequently got into fights or got into mischief and broke things. Yes.
Last one here before rapid fire. Luna wants to know, since you just told the story of Bob getting his present, when you gift cookies, do you expect to get your container returned?
Oh, no, absolutely not. It's give a container, get a container. So Jay knows this because I frequently give him and his family cookies in Tupperware containers or plastic containers, sometimes Christmas containers. No, I keep them. I give them away, and then people inevitably give me some in return.
Let's get some rapid fire. Almond Joy or Mounds?
Almond Joy. Love Almond Joy.
Have more money or more time?
More time.
Go into the past and meet your ancestors, or go into the future and meet your great-great-grandchildren?
Oh, my gosh. No, I'll go past and ancestors.
Eat only...
No, I changed my mind. I'll go future and great-grandchildren. No, sure. Never mind. I don't want to know about my great-grand... I'd rather go back and meet the ancestors.
Eat only cheese for a year or not be able to eat cheese for a whole year?
Not be able to eat cheese. I love cheese, but I can't eat only cheese for a year. That's gross. Could you imagine what that smells like?
No.
Ew.
Be the clown who distracts the bull, or be the cowboy who rides the bull?
The clown.
Really?
Yeah, you can at least jump out of the way.
Have your own robot or your own private jet?
Oh, is that even a question?
Well, you don't know what this robot can do.
I don't care what the robot can do. Unless the robot can fly the private jet. That's what I would take.
Last one, talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader forever?
Talk like Yoda. It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
I'm JR of the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm also the host of the new podcast, Agents of Inclusion. We talk to a different Special Olympics athlete every week to learn how sports can bring us together.
We're bringing both the disability and non-disability community to one community. All one people, one family.
Took me a little while, but I decided to claim autism as my superpower. When you hear the word autism, don't let that hinder you from doing whatever it is that you want to do.
That's what Special Olympics tells you. You get involved in sport, but then you take it from the playing field out into real life.
Family means to me community, acceptance, love, embracing a person just as they are. That's what Special Olympics did for me.
It's all about family. Subscribe to Agents of Inclusion on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Surgeons keep our hearts beating. They do the amazing, help save lives, and so can you. Your CSL plasma donation can help create 24 critical life-saving medicines that can give grandpa the chance for his heart to swell when he meets his new grandson, or give a bride the chance for her heart to skip a beat on her wedding day. Every plasma donation helps more than you know. Do the amazing, help save lives. Donate today at your local CSL plasma center and be rewarded for your generosity.